your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
A thriller here at Detweiler Stadium. Tonight's game, of course, presented by Sonny's Recycling in Weartown.
Hey.
Matt, you're starting to get it. There's no better atmosphere on a Friday night, good or bad, but it's a lot better when the Indians are good. And they're pretty good this year, and they're in a battle here with the Lacey Lions. 21-19 South, leading it going into the fourth quarter. A quarter in which the Indians ran just three offensive plays and lost 5 yards.
The Indian band, which is directly in front of us.
No kidding.
In our spot in the press box. They play all night long.
They're the Springsteen of high school bands.
They get after it for sure.
All right, here we go. A huge fourth down and six.
Couple of missed field goals, and I think has made this decision a little easier. Lions will come out and line up to go for it. Davies walks up to the line, will step up under center, looking to draw the Indians off, and now will use a timeout.
I think they may kick it, guys. He's got a 40-yarder last week. 3 points has given the lead.
I say one thing. You kind of hate to burn a timeout there in a close game. You may need that late.
I would agree. Make that decision. I would say if you're going to kick it, then kick it.
Now, the ball's sitting right now at the
19, be 19. About a 36-yarder.
Now, they've tried twice from 34, and we really don't know if he can make it because they were botched. But he, as Ed said, he did kick a 40-yarder earlier in the season. But also, a little more pressure now. When you've had two opportunities, you put a little more heat on yourself. Let's see what they do here. I'm inclined to think they're going to go for it.
Miss extra point as well.
Yep.
Factored in there.
Sophomore kicker, maybe they're a little worried that he's lost his confidence. We'll find out.
Remember, though, all having to do with snaps, all of those misses. You are getting your wish. They're going for it.
That wasn't my wish. I just thought it's what would happen. Fourth and six.
Lions will set up here. Davies going back in the shotgun. Here comes pressure. A lot of pressure. Davies in trouble. Went right. Now comes back left. He's got some room in front of him. Throws over the middle. Catch made. Touchdown, Lacey. George Sayer catches it at the five and goes into the end zone untouched. Connor Davies, the first man down to congratulate his running back out of the backfield. What a play by Connor Davies.
That is all on the junior quarterback. There is no doubt about it. One of the South coaches are out on the field. I guess somebody, there's an injured player.
Hurt, but he's giving the referee. They thought it might have been a block from behind as Davies turned to go back to his left. It was close, but I think he had the head in front.
Yeah, if it was, it wasn't very obvious. Certainly not as obvious as the coach is making out to be right now. It was kind of directly in front of us.
That is just a brilliant individual play by that junior quarterback. I'll tell you, he's rolling to his left. He's a right-handed quarterback, escapes the heat, and again is able to find a running back out of the backfield down the middle of the field and put it right on his hands, and he goes into the end zone for the touchdown. I would think the Lions would go for two here. 4-point lead. You try and make it six. The five doesn't really do you any good.
19-yard touchdown. Davies throwing his second of the night. And this one was to Sayer coming out of the backfield. So both of his touchdown throws tonight have been to running backs. Ethan Blackwell one, George Sayer the other.
Jackson has opened up a 40-7 lead on Toms River North. They're in the fourth quarter there. So the Jaguars look to be on their way to a 3-0 start.
Red Bank Catholic with a win tonight over Raritan. 63-7. That's the final score. We'll start getting those as the night winds out, and when we do, we'll pass them along. Indian player continuing to be tended to right now. Haven't seen a number yet. Don't see Jared Egan. Well, there he is. We'll wait until he can get up or until Ed can...
Was that Sayer who caught that?
Sayer, correct. Ed, anything for us down there?
Yeah, that is Schumann.
Justin Schumann, number five, shaken up. Spending a lot of time with him down there. Cramp?
Well, they're working on both legs. Both calves, so I would have to believe it is a cramp.
That would be good news for sure. It is a very, very warm evening, as everyone is well aware of, for October. And, normally by the time you get to the first week in October, cramping is not much of an issue. And actually, it hasn't been too bad tonight. I guess players on both teams heeded the advice of their athletic training staffs and hydrated pretty good all week long. It was so warm.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been the message, I would think. It's going to be warm all week. So
absolutely.
You can kind of start at the beginning and work your way forward.
You know, I mentioned it. Ned touched on it. But it's the second half doldrums have hit Toms River South again. As we said, they had 21 points on the board against Brick last week, led, and then ended up getting blown out and never scored again. They had 21 points on the board here in the first half, led. They've had three offensive plays in the second half. Their defense has been on the field an awfully long time. And, of course, a lot of those guys going both ways. But clearly, the Lions have regained the momentum in this one. And they've done it with their backup quarterback.
Yeah,
they have.
Those three plays picked up a negative 6 yards.
So think about this second half already, guys. Lacey has converted a 3rd and 21, a 3rd and 26, and a 4th and 6. Davies making plays on all three. Well, Schumann jogs off the field, so clearly it was a problem with cramping, and that is good news, and hopefully we'll get to see him back. He looks fine right now. Meantime, again, I would expect the Lions are going to go from 2 here with the 4-point lead.
They are. The offense coming back on. Totella and Covell will split out to the right. Sayer, who just caught it, goes slot left with Bocchini, the wide man, to the left, and Blackwell, the single back. 25-21. Pressure again. Davies lets it go. That one is intercepted at the 2-yard line, so no extra point of any kind. 25-21, the score in favor of Lacey. We step out for 30 seconds, 11:49 to go here in the fourth quarter. We're back with more action on our Friday night game of the week, brought to you by Sonny's Recycling Center on 105.7 The Hawk.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by our good friends at Cleese Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights. Of course, coming up at the end of tonight's game, the Cleese Ocean Trophies Player of the Game.
Lacey 25, Toms River South 21. Lions have scored the two times they have had the football here in the second half.
Neptune up 20-10.
Davis on to kick off. High end-over-end kick. Egan from the 6. Up the middle of the field at the 20. Gets out to the 25. Moves forward to the 28. The 29, let's say, where it'll be first down and 10 for the Indians.
Well, now the pressure squarely on the South offense. Just their fourth play of the second half, and they've got to get something going right now.
Yeah, it's not desperation time yet with 11:40. You got a whole quarter, but they certainly could use a few first downs here to get their offensive minds clicking again.
And get the defense off the field.
Yeah, the defense is getting tired out there. Remember, we're talking about a lot of the same kids both ways.
First down and 10 from their own 29-yard line. Berry splits the receivers. Harris left, Hart right.
The fumble.
Give up the middle. Ball is out. Lions get it back.
They sure do.
Mr. Everything, Christian Tutela on the ball.
Carney fumbled it.
Carney, who hasn't played much offense tonight because of a lower body injury, comes in probably trying to give the Indians a little spark, coughs it up on the very first play of the drive, and now Lacey in a position to go up by more than 4 as they will take it over at the 34-yard line of Toms River South.
The second half has been a nightmare for the Tribe.
First and 10, split back set for Davies. Checks things over. Going to give to Totella. Stretch play off the left side. Totella hit in the backfield. Bounces forward. Gets to the 30-yard line for a gain of 4.
Mike Rutter made a great play. Just could not wrap up Totella. Kind of had him in the backfield. You know, it does seem like in this second half, a lot of times the Indian tacklers have taken bad angles and have allowed Lacey guys, especially Davies, the quarterback, to break containment and get outside and keep the play alive.
Second down and a long 6. Clock stop with 11:27 to go. At this point, the Lions would like that clock to keep moving. They are in control of this one. Indians showing blitz. Pitch to the outside, coming right. Blackwell makes one tackle miss, makes another tackle miss. He fumbles the football. That is going to be recovered by Toms River South.
Khalil Green on the ball.
Blackwell tried to get extra yardage and have the ball pop out as he was hitting the turf. A clear fumble, and the Indians dodge a bullet, take it back over at their own 41-yard line.
And actually pick up a couple yards in that exchange of turnovers.
Fourth quarter action, Manalapan on top of Middletown South, 21-14. This one a good one here, 25-21, 11:16 to go in the fourth quarter. Carney, who just fumbled, will come back in offensively with a bit of a limp. He'll go back to the running back spot. Green
and Kosh, the two slot men. Berry pumps once, wants to throw. Now moves in the pocket, goes right over the middle. He's got a man open. It's Khalil Green. He'll make the catch at the 33-yard line, ripped down and out of bounds at the 23, and a flag then came out.
That's gonna
on
be
the
15.
Tackle. A late hit out of bounds?
He might have grabbed a little face mask there. Let's see what the call is. He threw him out of bounds pretty hard, although there's really nothing wrong with throwing a guy out of bounds. Let's see what they call.
Definitely wasn't late.
No, I guess it was. It's a personal foul, so it was the way he kind of threw him out of bounds. They'll tack on yardage to the end of that play, and that'll be a huge play. Berry did a great job. I thought he was going to run the ball, but then he was smart enough to see Green open down the middle of the field to hit him with a perfect pass, and this one will move the ball all the way down to about the 13-yard line of the Lions.
Brick leading 13-7 right now over Southern. That game with about 5 minutes to go. First down and 10 from the 12-yard line. Berry keeps it. Option off the right side. In trouble and then hit and dropped. That'll be a loss of about a yard. Tackle made by Isaiah Brown. It's an extremely big set of downs here for Toms River South. Split wide receiver set. Hart, far sideline left. Harris, near sideline right. Inside carry this time will go for Carney. Gets to the 10. 2-yard pickup. It'll be 3rd and 9. Tariq Smith on that last tackle.
Strange call there, guys. I don't know about you, but 2nd and 12 when you run a dive to Carney, who's really not done much. Now you're in a 3rd and 9.
Carney had both hands wrapped around the football after the fumble on the
last possession. You almost wonder if they're thinking field goal if they don't get it here.
Well, I don't know why.
Well, it would get you within one. Get you within one. Plenty of time.
10 minutes to go. Movement by the Indians. Both slot receivers were moving.
Yep.
And the play will be blown dead. Green and Schumann both moving at the same time. Green and Berry telling Schumann he was wrong. Schumann trying to plead his case a little bit. Regardless, with a 5-yard penalty, it'll back it up outside the 15 to the 16-yard line. And they go 3rd and 13.
But you got to get some yardage here.
Well, the play was dead. The penalty's automatic. They blew the whistle. What do they ask? What's the decision here? They blew the play dead.
They
correct,
did.
Matt?
Well, the play never stopped. I mean, I don't know what the discussion is either, but there is a discussion.
Oh,
they refused it, but the play was never dead, though.
No, they counted the play.
But they,
the play never really stopped.
Right.
That is a strange call.
No one was tackled, and no one took
Berry,
a knee.
Berry had the ball.
So now this is going to make it 4th down, right?
It will make it 4th down.
I think the coaches want to get an explanation there. If it's an illegal shift, the play should have never happened.
Well, and they marked the ball back to where the play kind of stopped, where Berry was.
Berry just kind of flipped the ball to the official. Nobody knew the play was still going on.
Now they're going to try and kick it.
It's going to be a field goal. Ball will be spotted at the 23. 33-yard kick for Russell Messler straight on. Good snap. Good hold. Kick is up. Drifting to the left.
Wide
no
left.
Good. And at some point, maybe we can get some clarification on that last call you have time.
Yep. Well, Ron Signorino Jr. right now is calling over the official John Villapiano, and he wants an explanation.
Should have got it before the kick took place, though. 9:41 to go on the missed field goal. Ball will be spotted at the 20-yard line.
It's a strange play because it's an illegal shift. Play, the ball is snapped, the flags are thrown,
and Berry, the quarterback, just stopped.
In fairness to the officials, though, I didn't hear a whistle.
Oh, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I was
all right,
right.
Well, you're there.
I'm 10 yards away, and the whistle
So if the whistle's
blew.
Blown, the play should have stopped. And what happened was the players just almost kind of like milled around.
Right.
Like, what's going on here?
The only thing I could think of is they said that Berry was in the grass, and that's why they stopped it. But
that is a strange one.
Yeah, the Indians certainly have not gotten the calls go their way in this second half.
So, meantime, the Indians with a great chance to score are denied, and they'll turn the ball over to the Lions.
Lacy back on here with Davies. Wants to throw, flips to the outside. Tutela makes the catch, comes forward, gets to the 25, fights forward to the 28-yard line. That's an 8-yard pickup. 2nd and 2. Now the clock, not a factor quite yet, but think about some of those drives Lacy has had tonight. They won't be in a rush, I wouldn't think, in between plays.
Yeah, what they want to do here, if they don't get on the board, is just change the field position and make South have to go 80-plus if they don't score.
Well, the Lions really have the momentum, though, in this second half with 2 possessions, 2 touchdowns, and, of course, the short possession on the fumble. that they are taking their time coming out of the huddle. And I think they also realize one more score and this one's over.
Second down and two. 8:45. This will be a delay of game, I believe, Lacy. Or too many men for Tom Zuber South.
Well, South brought in a whole bunch of guys.
And a delay of game on Lacy.
Okay, well, the Indians are lucky there. They brought in a whole bunch of guys. They're trying to rotate some of these guys on defense, which is smart, to give them a break. You know, also you saw a different formation for the Lions. They came out in the tight formation there.
Lions will now change packages with two new players coming in. Sorotniak and Brown check out. Bocchini and Cavell come in. Cavell and Tutela near sideline to the right. Davies wants to throw on second down. This pass to the outside. Caught by Bocchini just shy of the 30-yard line. I think just shy of a first down as well. It'll bring up a third down and less than one.
Yeah, need about a half, Matt. Good call.
Nice safe pass. Bocchini went down about 7 yards, just turned around. It's all timing. Davies is throwing the ball, letting that ball go before the receivers even made his cut.
You know, Davies will go under center.
Maybe look for quarterback keep here. They ran it before with Kelly. Davies will take a crack at it here, and it looks like the pile pushed over the 30-yard line. That should be enough for the first down. Our clock stopped with 8:01 to go. It's a key game in A South. The standings as they sit right now, Lacy, Jackson, and Brick all at 2-0. These are divisional records. Toms River South, Southern at 1-1. Brick Memorial, Toms River East, Toms River North at 0-2. There's a chance at the end of the night we'll have three teams at 3-0. Pressure coming. Davies lets it go. Tutela makes the catch at the 33. Gets out over the 35. Gets out over the 40 to the 42-yard line. That's a gain of 11. And the chains will move again, which means the clock will continue to run for Lacy as they keep working their way down the field.
Well, Darius Hart is having a real problem trying to cover Christian Tutela because he's backing up with Tutela, who just stops and the ball is thrown there. Plus, Hart is limping a little bit. But this passing attack of Connor Davies has been spectacular. A lot of short passes and timing patterns, and the timing has been there.
Tutela this time will go in the backfield. He'll get the carry. Bouncing it out over the left side. Has room in front of him. Lowers the shoulder. Gets the midfield for a gain of 8. Make it 2nd and 2. Tutela having himself a good second half right now. Justin Schumann in on that tackle.
Well, I think a little bit of frustration is starting to set in for Toms River South. The difference in this game has been the Lions capitalizing on big plays when things were against them, and the Indians failing to do so. They had a golden opportunity, got down to the 12-yard line, first down, and come out there with no points. Lacy is in no hurry, Matt. They are starting to play the clock a little bit.
Yeah, they are for sure. 6:35, taking their time in between plays. Davies this time under center, an I formation look, straight I package. Here is the give to Sayer. He's into Indian territory. He's going to have it up for the first down to the 45-yard line. Taken down at the 44-yard line. There is a Lion player who is down.
You know, what I like about Kevin, you mentioned Tutela catching those stops, you know, where he goes down about 6, 5, 6, 7 yards. Connor Davies hits him on the money. And what he does is he always cuts back towards the middle. But when he makes his cuts, he protects the ball. Because one thing you got to worry about when you make those cuts back to the middle is getting hit from the blind side or the back side. But he protects the ball, and he's a money player, Christian Tutela.
I couldn't agree with you more. He's a complete player as well. And he's been very, very good here in the second half.
Yeah, on both sides of the ball. Yep. Recovered that fumble, big fumble before.
And again, as they sometimes call them, the big uglies up front, you got to give credit to the Lacy offensive line because I think they've been somewhat dominating in the second half, even on that play.
Mike Bocchini, the player down,
wide receiver, yep,
for Lacy, now up and walking under his own power.
You know, again, you got to credit the Lacy adjustments at halftime because you haven't seen a whole lot of four wide, you know, which is Kelly's favorite formation. They've gone a little bit more. That time you saw the eye. They've gone back to the tight. They've used a tight end a lot. So credit them for making their adjustments when they lost Kelly. By the way, the biggest cheerleader on the sideline over here, Tom Kelly.
Yeah, not surprised.
Pepin, everybody up on the sideline, no shoulder pads on. Just went up to Tutela, slapped him on the face a couple of times, hit him in the shoulder pads, said, get back in there, we need you. Tutela getting a much-deserved rest on the Lacey sideline.
First and 10 from the Indian 43.
Boy, the Indians could use a turnover right about now.
Lacey has gone into an I formation. Tight ends either way. Receiver set out to the left. Single receiver. This is old-school Lacey football right now.
Milking the clock, looking for the official.
Straight eye package. Sayer gets it off tackle left side. He'll bounce out of a couple. Stay on his feet. Jitterbug his way forward and get close to the 30-yard line. That's a gain of 12, maybe 13 yards. Stopped just shy of the 30. And the Indian defense right now is just about out of gas.
I think they are, Matt. They're arm tackling. There's no real hits right now. They have been on this field in the second half on a warm night for such a long time.
Old school Lou Versillo type football. Keith Elias type football. Two tight ends and an I formation.
Single receiver set this time to the right. It is Blackwell and Sayer, the combo in the eye. Davies waiting for the clock to start being counted out before he goes under center, and now does. Sayer hit behind the line of scrimmage and will get dropped for a loss of one back to the 31-yard line. Second and 11 coming up. Hernandez among those in on the stop.
That a better play that time by the South defense that really needs a stop right here. Second and 10. They kind of got to stop them right here and get the ball back and give their offense one shot.
Lions will come back with their regular spread package. You see Cuvell coming back into the game. Tutela coming into the game. They'll combo at this time near sideline to the right. Slot receiver combo set to the left. Davies looking right all the time and will short hop this one in for Tutela. Wasted down third and 11. Stops the clock as well with 4:35 to go in the fourth.
Guys, Jackson has gone to 3-0 in Class A South with a 40-7 victory over an 0-4 Toms River North team. Jackson 40, North 7.
Point Beach a winner. Colts Neck a winner. Point Beach over Minor Day Prep. Colts Neck beating Middletown North. Barnegat has another win in their column. They're 4-0. They beat Jackson Liberty 42-3. Third down and 11. This could keep the drive alive. Maybe two down territory as the ball set from the Indian 31-yard line. Play blown dead as it was about set to start. I didn't see a flag out. Do we have a timeout?
Lacey moved.
Oh, okay. Delay of game.
Delay of game.
Surprised because Davies has got his eye on that back judge with the red armband who pounced it out. Coach Davies all over Connor Davies on that play.
42-20, Central Regional winner over Pinelands.
By the way, guys, that was Lacey's 10th penalty of the game for 74 yards.
Makes it third and 16. Pressure coming. Davies steps up in the pocket after a five-step drop. Looks for Tutela on the near sideline. Batted away by Darius Hart.
That was a big-time play. Now, there's two guys who go at it. Hart breaks up the play. Tutela waits for him and gives him a slap.
They've done that about three or four times.
Yeah, that's
tonight.
A lot of respect there.
They're going to punt it. I like this.
Yeah, I do too. You try and pin him back now. Tutela will go back to punt. And the hope is he can pin South back deep in their own territory. But the Indians, barring a turnover, will get the ball back with 4:25 left, down four.
You got to think, if it was third and 11 rather than third and 16, it may have been two down territory. Those five extra yards may be forcing Lacey into a punt.
Got to put this one inside of the 10-yard line.
Gets the snap, no pressure, hangs it in the air, bounces at the 9, and rolls into the end zone. It's going to come out for a touchback.
Nope, only picked up 15, 16 yards on that as the ball put it on the 20.
And the real good news for South was by throwing two passes on second and third down, they stopped the clock.
Stopped the clock, and there's a ton of time left, 4:17, and it is still just a one-possession game, three timeouts for the Indians.
So time is not the problem right now. Now it's 80 yards of turf in front of you. Can the Indians, who have been frustrated in the second half for most of their games this year, can the Indians now drive 80 yards and knock off the visitors from Lacey?
They've got the weapons to do it. J.B. and Harris, one. Near side wide receiver. Jared Egan will set this time as the far side wide receiver. No Darius Hart into the game. Counterplay. Back to the right side. Green tackled at the line of scrimmage. Big stop made by the big man, Matt McGovern, number 72.
Small gain on the play. Second down and a long nine.
You're almost looking as they have to throw it right now. The ground game just not there right now.
Green, slot man to the left. Man in motion is Kosh. He will get the carry around right end and get forward to the 24-yard line.
Wow.
Sets up a third and six. Tackle made by Lester and Smith.
Really strange play calling.
Like the call there?
Guys? No, not at all.
Okay. Now it gives him one shot unless you go for it on fourth down, but still a lot of time.
Berry wants to throw. Quick pass to the outside. Had Hart. Christian Totello clapping his hands at the safety spot. He thinks the penalty is against Tom Zerver South.
Yeah, they did. They
sure
moved.
Is.
And it is. Procedure penalty against the Indians. Third and six now becomes third and 11.
Where these offensive doldrums in the second half are just almost inexcusable at this point in the season. Guys, and I got news for you. I think on fourth down, you almost have to go for it. What would make you think they're getting the ball back? Although they do have three timeouts. They do have three timeouts, so that may change your thought, Pat.
Yeah, you got to punt it if you don't make it. You got to. Too much time.
Third and 11 here. Kosh in motion. Berry in trouble. Rolling left. Still in trouble. Trying to get to the sideline. Throws this one up for grabs, and it's batted away. Totella came in up over the top of J.B. and Harris to make the play. And now on fourth and 11, let's see what the Indians do. 3:07 to go. They do have three timeouts.
You know, I just don't like running it on first and second down and then basically giving yourself one shot to make a play.
Or I don't mind running it, but I want number one carrying the ball.
Absolutely.
I don't see the punt team on, fellas.
No, yeah,
like they're
going
to go for
they're
it.
They're going to go. With three timeouts and 3:07 left, you know, you depend on your defense to try and hold them if you punt it away, but the Indians are going for it.
Berry, same set we've seen all night. Single back, slot receivers either way. Has time in the pocket. Lets it go down the seam. Wants Green. The ball up in the air and deflected away. Green was there and a host of Lions involved in on the coverage. Lester was there. Totella was there. Sayer was there as well. With that incompletion, the Lions will get the football back with 2:59 to go at the Indian 19-yard line. And they'll try and do a couple things. Run the clock, score one more.
Well, if they score, it's over for sure. But one thing you know is that the ball will be on the ground here. You're going to make South use their three timeout.
25-21 our score, 2:59 to go. Split back set, two receivers right, one left. Davies will keep it and duck under a tackle at the 16-yard line. Gain of 3.5 will set up what we'll say second down and a long six.
Green is down, guys, for Tom Zerver South.
So the clock will stop with an injured player and 2:45 showing in the fourth quarter. Next weekend, by the way, the Indians of Tom Zerver South
have
are off.
Yep.
And then have Jackson, Tom Zerver East, and Brick Memorial in their three after. Lacey will get right back to work. They will take on Manchester on the road before squaring off with Southern at home. And then Jackson on the road, Brick to wind things down, and Brick Memorial. Green being tended to. We'll step out real quick here as well. 30-second timeout, 2:45 to go in the fourth. 25-21 is our score in favor of Lacey. You're listening to the Sunnies Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk. 2:45 to go. Fourth quarter from Detweiler Stadium. Do or die here for the Indian defense. Lacey has it. Second and six. Lions up top by four on the scoreboard. Then they've got the football deep in Indian territory. And now a timeout has just been called by Tom Zerver South to stop the clock with 2:38 to go.
You know, if you want to be the optimist if you're Tom Zerver South, I mean, you're going to walk out of here barring a miracle. You're going to walk out of here knowing one of your preseason goals is pretty much over, and that is the Class A South Division. However, as Ed and I have talked about, South, if they could run the table, would very likely earn a spot in the state playoffs. And they do have the bye next week. They have a chance for some injuries to heal. And when they do resume play against Jackson, a very good Jackson team, by the way, 2 weeks from tonight, they will have Russell Messler back, who is one of their most complete players. They have missed him on offense and defense these last couple of games. So the season is certainly not over, but for Lacey, they will have earned a hard-fought road victory. And just setting up the stage for some big games with the Lions down the stretch. Jackson, of course, Brick, and even Southern.
Now set to get back to action here on a second down and long six. Split back set. Slot receiver combo up to the left. Here's Totella. He'll run it into the middle of the line and get down to about the 10-yard line. Tom Zerver South will use another timeout. And I believe the spot will render Lacey
about a yard shy. They'll put it at the 11. So one more time, Toms River South can stop it. They've got one timeout left.
I don't think the Indians are going to see the ball again because Lacey now has a third and one. They've got two chances to get the first down, and then they can just kind of grind this one and close this one out. You know, if you think about it, the Lions did a great job defensively shutting Tymir Berry down in the second half. If you take that one long pass away to Khalil Green, Matt, you tell me if you can pick up anything else. Berry really did nothing offensively in the second half, not because of what he did wrong, but I think what Lacey did right.
No, most of the Indian offense went cold in the second half.
Outside of that pass play.
Yep.
Plus, they never had the ball, though, don't forget.
Well, but when they got it, unfortunately, they didn't do much with it.
Right.
Check the scoreboard, see if anything new has come up. Rumson Fairhaven, a winner over Red Bank, 27-0 in the Battle of Ridge Road. Manalapan has gone to 3-0. They beat Middletown South 29-14. 19th straight divisional win for the Braves.
And four against Middletown South. Four in a row.
2:27 left here on a third and one. Here is the give to Totella off the left side. Let's see where
fumble.
Ball popped out. Indians say they have it. Referees haven't said anything yet. Oh, wow. Indian football. Game's not over.
But one of the Lacey coaches has run onto the field and went right up to the official. It looked like the one official looked at the other like, hey, it's your call. And he said, South football. So miraculously, with 2:16 left, the Indians will get one more shot.
Plenty of time left here. 2:16 to go. 25-21. Scoreboard says no more timeouts for Toms River South.
I don't think that's right, guys. I think they only used two timeouts that series, didn't they?
Well, it was a third down play, so they would have only used two.
Exactly. I think that scoreboard is wrong. I think they have one left.
Single back here for Berry. Does he have a little magic? He's going to roll off to his left. Try and get to the corner. In trouble and will get sacked. Brought down hard at the 4-yard line. Great pressure applied by Sean Frank, the outside linebacker.
Well, he had nowhere to go, but Berry's got to know he's got to throw the ball away. You can't take a 15-yard loss there. I mean, it's almost getting to Hail Mary time.
Second down here and long, about 18. Berry in his own end zone, goes over the middle. This one is intercepted, picked off by Sayre at the 17, gets forward to the 14. Turnover gives the Indians life. Turnover takes it back away. Lion football, first and 10 with a minute 37 to go in the fourth, and Lacey trying to cement away a four-point win.
Well, we build it as an explosive offense, but honestly, it has become a stagnant and struggling second-half offense again tonight, and it just seemed like once Tymir Berry's running ability was taken away, South had no answer.
They do have one timeout, by the way, guys. The scoreboard is wrong if you want to tell them. There's one timeout left by South.
All right, Toms River South. Toms River South with one timeout left, so they can stop it one more time. First and 10 with a minute 37 left. Indians need another miracle-type turnover. Ball from the 14-yard line.
Too early to take a knee.
Davies will give it to Sayre. Off tackle left side. Bounces off tacklers at the 5 into the end zone for a touchdown. 14-yard touchdown run for George Sayre. His second score of the night.
Playing himself a good football game, this Sayre.
31-21 with 90 seconds remaining. On for the extra point is Davis. Scoring update in Class A South. Brick knocks off Southern Regional 13-7. Davies the holder. Good snap. Good hold. Kick is up. And that kick is good. 32-21 our score. We step out for 30 seconds. Back to wrap this one up in the fourth quarter. Indians need a miracle. We're back right after this. Quick timeout. You're listening to the Sunny's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Now back to the Sunny's Recycling High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
A minute 30 to go here in the fourth quarter. Stick around. Coming up in the post game, we'll give out our Player of the Game Award. A lot of candidates for Lacey tonight. Break Coach, this one down. Coach interview as well.
Coaches are so paranoid, guys. I'm on the Lacey sideline, and Corey Davies wanted Sayre to go down on the 1-yard line. And then all they'd have to do is take a knee with South out of time, with only one timeout. Now you're going to give the ball. I can understand his situation. You're going to give the ball back to Sal. Then if they score quickly and then onside kick and get the ball back, they still have a chance to win.
Rumson beat Red Bank 27-0.
Gave that one. End over end kick, squib kick up the middle, and the Indians will take it over at the 39-yard line. I kick it away.
Did you see who sealed the win for Brick, by the way, over Southern?
Ray Fattoruso with the interception.
Yep.
He's on pretty good roll right
now. I would say right now, that's a guy you'd like to go to Atlantic City with.
I am never a fan of that squib kick.
How about the Thursday night jinx? Didn't hold up this week. Fattoruso, a good night. Bradley and
Jackson
and
winning big.
Vinny,
Ocean was winning big.
Ocean big, so everybody won. Now we had on last night.
Well, we should be able to get guests next week then.
Well, I think we're going to have the big guy next week, and he certainly hasn't had many sleepless nights. Jimmy Portello, we're hoping that he joins us next week.
Ball from the 39-yard line. Berry trying to go quickly to work. Wants to go downtown. He's got Hart open, just overthrown. Totella had the coverage. Hart had gotten past him. 1:21 remaining in the fourth quarter. 32-21. Indians don't have to hustle here. The clock has stopped. Hart will split out wide to the right. Harris will stay to the left. Berry looking. Now moves right. In trouble. In trouble some more. Right at the Lacey sideline. Flips it underhand to Otis Carney, who's able to come forward and get close to a first down.
How did he do that?
No, he did it, and it's a 10-yard pickup, and it is a first down. So the clock will stop here with 107 for a second. Berry back to the line. Clock will start with the snap. There it goes. Berry's in trouble. Pressure coming. Dancing. Goes right, looking for Hart on the far sideline. That connection not made. Ethan Blackwell was there on the coverage.
Clock still running. Clock running.
Stop now with 56 seconds to go.
We got to reset the clock. They should clearly add some time.
Little discussion going on.
You know, you mentioned there are obviously a few candidates for our Cleese Ocean Trophies player of the game. George Sayer has had a marvelous game for Lacey. Christian Totella as well. But guys, when you are the backup quarterback and you come in and you rescue your team and you make as many big plays as Connor Davies did in that third quarter, converting 3rd-and-21, 3rd-and-26, and then a 4th-and-6 for the go-ahead touchdown, I think he's the choice.
Yep, pretty good tonight for sure. A couple of touchdown passes, led 3 scoring drives in the second half. Remember, at the half, this was 21-13 in favor of Tom's River South. They have not scored to this point in the second half.
They have added some time on the clock. There's now 1:03 left.
And put about 8 seconds back up, 7-8 seconds. On 2nd-and-10, Indians again with the clock stop. Don't have to hustle to the line. Break from the huddle.
We'll have a very quick post-game show.
Hart, the far side wide receiver. Harris near sideline to the left. Schumann in motion. Here's the give for Green. Up the middle. Green down inside the 35. Down inside the 30. Gets to about the 28, maybe the 27-yard line. That's enough to move the chains for a first down. And with 56 seconds left, the clock stopped while the chains get reorganized. Indians get right to the line.
Khalil Green's had himself a good football game tonight.
It'll be Green again. This time off tackle to the left side, inside the 20 to the 19-yard line. And Toms River South has called their third and final timeout. We take a quick one as well. 44 seconds to go with Lacey leading 32-21. We're back right after this quick pause on the Sunday's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by Capone's Pizza and Pasta Restaurant in downtown Toms River. Come check out their new dining area, formerly known as Jimmy C's.
It'll be 2nd-and-2 with 44 seconds left. And the Indians,
well, looking to score maybe right away here, and then the onside kick, right?
They're going to try for a field goal to get it to 8. Good snap, good hold. Messler with the kick. This one is up and it is good. Actually, somewhat kind of out of the box thinking, but certainly makes sense. Put the points on the board. At least you have an opportunity for an onside kick. So this one not done yet. Field goal there from Messler from 36 yards out.
Well, if you think about it this way, and I give the coaches credit, you're going to have to recover an onside kick anyway. What's the difference? But to give yourself a little more time now.
If you recover it,
exactly.
The difference is if he would have missed that kick,
the game would have been over.
Exactly, and they probably would have lynched him on the sideline. No.
Nah.
Yeah, that was the right call. Get it quick. Still got a shot here with an onside kick. Hamps team for Lacey in the game.
So we'll run through some quick scores for you. Manalapan beat Middletown South 29-14. Colts Neck over Middletown North 52-0. Red Bank Catholic a winner over Raritan 63-7. Jackson Memorial beat Toms River North 40-7. Brick over Southern 13-7. Neptune 23. Mattawan 13. Point Beach over Modern Day Prep 40-14. Barnegat 42. Jackson Liberty 3. Central over Pinelands 42-20. Rumson beat Red Bank 27-0. And Dunellen knocked off Keensburg 45-6. Anything else comes across before we go off the air of games still in progress or not updated in that patch? We'll let you know.
And you can check out ShoreSportsNetwork.com for all the Friday football score wraps.
So Messler will try and onside it to his left. Pretty good kick. Takes one bounce, take two bounces, and then will fall into the waiting arms of number 23 for Lacey, Justin Longo. So now the Lions have to snap the football, and then that will do it. It will be a win for the Lions tonight, who will go to 4-0 on the season. Toms River South will go to 2-2. Big win for Lacey on the road.
Sure was.
Some question whether or not Lacey could be in a little bit of trouble after a surprising result, even in a win against Toms River East. Maybe looking a little ahead a little bit to this one. They have Manchester on the schedule next week and then get right back into the thick of what looks like it is shaping up to be a pretty exciting A-South race as Brick in the division got themselves a win tonight. They are now 3-0. As did Jackson, they are 3-0.
This was a good football game.
We will keep it here and hope that we can grab Connor Davies for a quick word. He is our player of the game tonight.
Brought to you by Cleese Bar and Grill in Seaside Heights and Ocean Trophies, Route 9 in Lenoka Harbor. Connor will get a $25 gift certificate to take his dad to Cleese and a nice plaque from Scott Ritchie at Ocean Trophies.
I am with Connor Davies, our Cleese Ocean Trophy player of the game. Connor, when you got to come in the game like that, you know, basically cold at quarterback, you know, because your top guy, Tommy Kelly, goes down, what are you thinking then?
I'm just thinking to keep the game going, keep the flow going, because I go in practice every day, still play some quarterback along with receiver. So I'm just hoping to keep the flow with the team going.
Okay. Any formation changes to better suit you in the second half at halftime?
No, none at all. We just kept everything we've been doing through practice this week.
Okay, how about some I formation now? Come on, you couldn't have run that too many times in practice.
No, we rarely run it. We have it, though. We've ran it since August.
Exactly.
We were probably just doing that to run the clock, though.
Okay. But anyway, you hit some big-time passes in that second half.
Thanks.
Good receivers.
Yeah, I'm just thankful that my receivers are there for me to catch those balls when I scramble, that they see me going and just follow me.
Tell us about the hook and ladder.
Oh, that's actually a play. We practice that all the time. My dad's actually called that plenty of times before, too. And we ran it actually against Thompson North, and it didn't work, so it's a good thing it worked this time.
You know, I've covered your dad's game. You know, we've covered it on the radio so many times at Howell and here. I think he was the happiest guy in the sidelines tonight.
Yeah, he probably was. He was probably excited to see this tonight.
And to see you in the game.
Yeah, I would assume so, you know.
And to play so well.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Brick won tonight. Jackson won, both undefeated. Still some big games coming up, but this is certainly a big one to get the Indians out of the way.
Yeah, it's great to keep the momentum going for us. We have Manchester next week, so we got to win that. Go in for more games in the A-South.
Well, congratulations to you and to the Lions, and good luck down the line.
Thank you.
Connor Davies, our Cleese Ocean Trophy player of the game. We got to get a pitcher.
All right, Ed, good job down on the sideline. Kevin, a couple of thank yous to go out and along here in a big win for Lacey tonight.
As always, to the coaching staffs of both teams, Lou Versillo and his Lacey Lions, Ron Signorino Jr. and his Toms River South Indians, the athletic coordinator here at Toms River South, John McIntosh, the district athletic director, Joe Arminio, for all their cooperation. Always good to do a game from Detweiler Stadium. There was a lot of magic tonight here in the building, but at the end of the night, it was the guys from down the road who had the magic touch as they pull it out in the second half and improved to 4-0.
Great job tonight, Brian Cedillo in the studios of 105.7 The Hawk. Brad Biaroscano here as our on-site engineer. Monmouth University football tomorrow. Oh, 12:45 pregame show, 1 o'clock kickoff as the Hawks home for the Colonials of Robert Morris on 1160, 1310 a.m., shoresportsnetwork.com. Check out our new updated website for all the latest scores as they come through tonight. We've got people all over the place, and we'll update it on our site again, shoresportsnetwork.com. We're talking high school school football on Thursday nights from 7 to 8:30 at the Water Street Grill in Toms River. For Ed Zarluka down on the field, Kevin Williams up here in the box. This is Matt Harmon saying so long from Detweiler Stadium. Tough loss for the Indians. The Lions continue to roll. They grab a 32-24 victory to go to 4-0 on the season. Thanks so much for listening. You've been checking out the Sunnies Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Thanks for listening to the Sunnies Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk and the Shore Sports Network. Sunnies Recycling, where you'll always get a fair shake and the highest price. Brick IHOP, home of the Lovin' Card, which saves you money and helps children's specialized hospitals. Glee's Bar and Grill in Seaside Heights, where you'll find great food and friendly people.
Tonight's broadcast was also made possible by Ocean First Bank, Barnabas Health, the Riverwatch Restaurant and Lounge, Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, Capone's Gourmet Pizza, Tool Time Auto Repair, Kitchen and Bath with TLC, Mulberry Street Italian Food Center, Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair, and Ferrari's Pizzeria and Deli.
Follow high school football all season long on the Shore Sports Network. For the latest news, information, and our broadcast schedule, log on to shoresportsnetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.